check in. Once we have check-ins, then we'll come back for comments. So, looking south about right now, do we have any check-ins from the south? K5LLL, net control, bye. Nothing heard to the south. Let's go southwest towards San Antonio, Laredo. K5LLL, net control for the Roadrunners Microwave Group Sunday night net. Looking southwest, standing by for check-in. Nothing southwest. Let's go on to the west. Austin, Dripping Springs, Kerrville, and Net Point. K5LLL, Net Control, standing by for check-ins. Over.
November 0, Golf Sierra Zulu.
Ross and Jenner, thank you all for checking in. Any others to the west? K5LLL, net control, bye. Well, none heard. Moving on around to the northwest, towards San Angelo, Abilene. K5LLL, net control for the Roadrunners Microwave Group Sunday night net. Standing by for check-ins. Over. Nothing heard there. Let's go north towards Dallas-Fort Worth area and Waco. K5LLL, net control for the Roadrunners Microwave Group Sunday night net. Standing by for check-ins. Over. Well, nothing there. Okay, northeast towards College Station, Shreveport. K5LLL, net control for the Roadrunners Microwave Group Sunday night net, looking northeast, standing by for check-ins. Well, nothing there. I guess everybody went to sleep. Okay, let's go to Houston, to the east. K5LLL, net control for the Roadrunners Microwave Group Sunday night net, looking east, standing by for check-ins.
K5GZR, I'm still here. Too much coffee, I guess. Over.
Roger, got recognized Rick. K5GZR, any others to the east? Over. Well, I guess everybody is contested out. Such it is. Well, we got two to the west and one to the east. So, Rick, how'd you do in the contest? You have fun and all that, and you're ready to keep going. And I had a contact right at the last minute, and then last 2 minutes, I picked up QE on 222 and 432. So, we ended up with 313 and 134, so pretty good from here. Over. And we got TR.
K5TR is heard. I had a good one. I closed the log, but I don't know what it was. I know. It was like 5 points short of 16,000. Does that sound right? five points short of 16 something. Oh well. But it was fun, and got a bunch of new ones there after we talked on FT4 on 6 meters. But I'm ready to go through do the paperwork now. K5LLL, K5GZR.
Roger, roger, Rick. Sounds like you had a lot of fun. We did likewise, and we got the paperwork to do yet also, and man, we did quite a bit on FT8. Didn't try FT4, although I did get, I am running the latest WSJT, so that's that. Okay, have a good one. Any others to the east before we turn the antenna, K5LLL?
Ron, I was going to make one more comment.
Get after it.
Okay, I use N3FJT's VHF contest log and JT alert. And on FT4, if you have the call first button checked, you can zip through them contacts pretty darn fast. And eventually you can figure out what's happening. Now, so all of it works together pretty well, but takes a bit of practice as always. Okay, I'm done. K5LLL, K5GZR.
Roger, we'll have to try FT4 and see how it goes. Okay, any others before we turn the antenna? Okay, going to the west and pick up our westerly contingent of the Roadrunners. And man, with the Roadrunner rovers out and all that, we should have a pretty good club score and all that. I know we did pretty decent, so had a lot of fun and all that. So, okay, N0GSZ. K5LLL, Ross, did you have fun and all that? K5LLL, bye.
Yeah, good evening to the NIP. Had a good time. Made about a dozen contacts on two bands, and that's about all I got to report for the contest. Since I don't have much up in the air here, I figured with the little pocket vector network analyzer, I'd take a look at my 2-meter omnicollinear vertically polarized antenna and see what it looks like on higher bands. Strangely, it looks kind of like a disc cone, unless it just happens to be such lossy cable, but lossy in a, you know, center of the Smith chart kind of way, it strangely looks like something I wouldn't expect it to look like. So we got a new mystery to solve here, figure out, maybe I should get my TDR going again, then I could look at the feed line and see what's going on there. But anyhow, it was a good good contest, even though I didn't get the 902 gear that I was hoping to get on the air. Thanks, Kenner, for letting me borrow that. N0GSZ, back to net.
Roger, roger, Ross. Glad you had fun and all that. Oh, and let's see, on the sourdough thing, just a report. We're getting closer, not there yet. Okay, KK6RUM, Jenner. I guess you didn't get the 3456 going, but we still made three contacts and three grids on 3456. KK6RUM, K5LLL, over. a good amplifier, but boy, the SWR protection is ferocious. I mean, you got to get your antenna down to below 1.5 to 1 or to get full output out of it. So you're on the right track. Have a good one. Glad you had fun. Okay, K5TR. It's K5LLL in the net. Have you run up your score yet? And did you make a half a million? Over.
I
things in. Okay, any late check-ins? K5LLL, net control, bye. Yeah, W5MZU, thank you for checking in. Can't remember hearing you in the contest, but wonder if you worked anything. Over. Well, sounds good. Well, at least you had a little bit of effort there. And yeah, it's something that, you know, some people like, some people don't like, and we play it, we enjoy it, and things like that. So, yeah, we, I'll be back, let's see, not tomorrow, but Tuesday, I'm heading out west again to Delta Mike 80. So we'll be out there for a week or so, so there won't be a net next weekend. Yeah, during the contest, January, June, and September, the net is always right after the contest, so 10 o'clock. Have a good one. Any others, late check-ins, K5LLL, net control, bye. Well, thank everyone for joining us. I appreciate the assistance in the contest and all that, and look forward to seeing you next time we're around here, but it won't be next weekend. K5LLL, net control for the Roadrunners Microwave Group Sunday Night Net, closing it down, returning 144-180 for normal use, and we got to shut everything down here and get some shut-eye. K5LLL 73.